A reading from the Book of Wisdom. Love justice, you who judge the earth. Think of the Lord in goodness, and seek him in integrity of heart. Because God is found by those who test him not, and is manifested to those who do not disbelieve God. For perverse counsels separate a person from God, and God's power, put to the proof, rebukes the foolhardy. Because into a soul that plots evil, wisdom enters not, nor dwells she in a body under debt of sin. For the Holy Spirit of discipline flees deceit and withdraws from senseless counsels, and when injustice occurs, it is rebuked. For wisdom is a kindly spirit, yet she acquits not the blasphemer of his or her guilty lips. Because God is the witness of their inmost self and the sure observer of their heart and the listener to their tongue. For the Spirit of the Lord fills the world, is all-embracing, and knows what humans say. The Word of the Lord. The wisdom writer tells us to love justice, you who judge the earth. And this applies not just to our civic leaders, but to all of us. True justice, in the biblical sense, refers to the establishment and protection of just and fair social order. Well, what should the social order look like in today's society? We have a marvelous blueprint in the seven principles of Catholic social teaching based on the foundation that all of us have the right to life and dignity. The creation story describes human beings made in God's own image, and for that reason alone, we have dignity. I have never read anywhere in Scripture that only men were made in God's image, or white people, or Christians, or Americans. All of us are made in God's image. When we fail to see people as the image of God, we bring disorder into the social fabric. We really need each other to survive, and the family is the building block of our communities and nations. When we do not support families by providing the services they need, or we put dangerous plants in poor neighborhoods, we disrupt the social order. Humans have rights and responsibilities. Pope St. John the 23rd in Pacem et Terra describes these rights for all men and women, the right to bodily integrity and to the means necessary for the proper development of life, particularly food, clothing, shelter, medical care, rest, and finally the necessary social services, the right to be looked after in the event of ill health, disability stemming from work, widowhood, old age, enforced unemployment. Men and women have a natural right to be respected, a right to a good name, a right to freedom in investigating the truth, and within the limits of the moral order and the common good, to freedom of speech and publication, and to freedom to pursue whatever profession he or she may choose. We all have these rights. But sometimes the poor and vulnerable, our marginalized immigrants, mentally ill or addicted, do not have these rights. They cannot speak up for themselves. They do not have good jobs. We are called to have a special option for the poor, and failure to enable these rights often results in violence to our social order. In the Literacy Center where I work, our students have a great desire to support themselves and their families. They want work that is safe and pays a fair wage. But so often, because of their education or because of their nationality, they are relegated to the most menial jobs and treated without respect. Providing work with dignity builds up the family, community, the nation, and the social order. In God's social order, your problems are my problems, and my problems are your problems. We practice solidarity and empathy to ensure that our brothers and sisters are not taken advantage of. Without solidarity, the social order becomes lopsided, with only the rich and powerful benefiting. Finally, the social order requires care for Mother Earth, the source of our physical well-being and the inspiration for our psychic well-being. When we fail to care for her, we suffer the consequences of floods, storms, fires, droughts, and other horrible events. This is what justice would look like in today's society. But as I watch what's happening in our nation and government, I fear that wisdom has abandoned us. We no longer love justice. We are failing to seek God in goodness and with integrity. We are inundated with evil plots, deceit, and what seem to be senseless counsels. There are those who even act foolishly, with concern only for themselves. It's easy to criticize our elected officials at this time when there is so much division, hatred, and deceit. But we must ask ourselves whether we are contributing to the social order or breaking it down. Is our lunch table discussion filled with retorts and angry comments and negative comments about the other side? Do we fail to speak up when an immigrant is berated? Do we take as our gospel what political pundits espouse as truth? Have we given up trying to make positive change in the world? Wisdom is clear that God knows what is deep in our hearts. The Spirit of the Lord fills the world, says wisdom. It is all-embracing and knows what we say. So let us look carefully at our lives and our country and take seriously what wisdom has advised. Let us love justice and let us live this out today.